Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Mom, it's back to school time, and this year, I'm going to be ready for it. Because now I can save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 tablet when I get a Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next.
$200? That's great. As a college student, you could really use that. Does this mean no more living off microwavable noodles?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. With this deal, balancing my responsibilities will be easier than ever.
The Surface 3 would be perfect for downloading textbooks. It's the tablet that can pretty much replace your laptop.
And I can use the Windows Phone to keep up with friends.
Sounds like you'll finally be ready for whatever the school year throws at you.
Like when I go to the grocery store, I get everything I need for the coming week. Teriyaki noodles, beef noodles, and don't forget seafood noodles.
Okay, sure. If that's the best analogy you've got.
Save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 when bundled with any Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer. Select locations include Microsoft Surface 3 64GB only. Microsoft Surface 3 requires 2-year agreement. Must activate wireless service on both devices. Early termination, activation, or upgrade and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See your participating store for all for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love it. Let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. Man. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ's anointed one ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, a throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after our redemption, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews
chapter 1, Mr. K.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
World like I'm from the planet Mars. I love the preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the fiends like being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my boys need to be in a psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before its feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming out of the mouth of the four living creatures by our throne all around. Can you picture the scene? This is how it's going down. You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see time. I love it. Like a home run, Christ is King, Lion, Lamb, God, Man, yeah. Sin conqueror, brave conqueror, Satan conquered. Yeah. Can take a sinner, atheist, sinner to God conscious. Yeah. Can take nothing, make creation and lives honor. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus. Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
You are now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that could be given to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com. Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. And again, we'd like to thank those of you who have given a few nickels, a few dimes, or a few dollars for the show and for the website. We cannot let your blessings go unnoticed and unrecognized. Again, we'd like to give a shout-out for those who have donated this month to the Star and Crescent Report and the Hiram's 1555 blog. And we have to put their names, Sister Tangela X, Brother Gerald X, Brother Michael X, Brother Amir, and my brother, Mikhail Shabazz. All praises due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for doing this and for keeping this show up for people who may not be able to donate right now. But we're going to keep going because this show's topic is called The Smell of War and Destruction. And we'd like to thank those who have donated to keep this up so that we may do this show. And let me drop this on you as we're talking today. Last show, and Sunday's show was blocked by Blog Talk Radio, and I see them dropping callers right now as we speak. Now, this is what we have to go through all the time. You know that if you are listening to the show. But the last live show that we did just so happened to be our 900th show for the Star and Crescent Report. In 6 years, 900 shows. That is a worth ethic, brothers and sisters. That is showing you that we are serious about disseminating to you the word of God as given to us by God through the mouth of his last apostle, the most humble and honorable Elijah Muhammad. 900 shows. This is our 901st show in less than six years. Isn't that something? The Simpsons been on since, I believe, 1988, and they've only done between 300 and 500 shows. We've been out for less than 6 years on the air, and we've done over 900 shows, black man and black woman, to show you that we are serious about disseminating the truth of God to you. All right? Without money, we don't make money. This is a labor of love because we are calling you all who are listening to your posts and to your duty as civilized men and women. And if you're not civilized at this moment, continue to listen to the show. If you're in Pensacola, drop off by at the Temple of Muhammad's Temple of Islam down on Martin Luther King Drive. You come on down there, you can get the truth. And if you're isolated somewhere, go to the Hiram's 1555 blog, and you can get the truth there. and become a civilized man and woman and qualify yourself for the hereafter, because this world is on its way out and the doom is no longer fastly approaching. It is underway and in process as we speak. Black man and black woman, this is a beautiful day. Well, let us go. Since we're talking about this, let us go till our Savior has arrived. Because we need a friend in this day and time. We need a deliverer in this day and time. We need someone or something that has power to deliver. We need someone or something that has the power to protect us from all of these dire circumstances and the consequences of the wickedness of this world and those who belong to it. Don't you smell it? The smell of war and destruction is everywhere in the air. Let us go till our Savior has arrived. Chapter 27, turn right to it. All praise is due to Allah. This is what we'll read a little bit out of this. Then we're going to bring you up to par on the news. Then we're going to go into clips, okay? All praise is due to Allah. Chapter 27 of Our Savior Has Arrived is titled Friendship of Allah. Why did I choose this? Because now in this day and time, because we are recognizing the time and what must take place and also what must be done, we must now choose a friend that is able to defend us, protect us, and lead us throughout the cloudiness, the madness, the violence, and the viciousness of the judgment and the chastisement. Because no matter where you look, no matter if you close your eyes or your ears, if you breathe a little bit, you can smell the smell of war and destruction everywhere. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us this. Of all friendships of friends and relations, there is no friendship that is equal to the friendship of Allah. To have Allah as our friend, we have a place of refuge. Here we go. Here we go, black man. This is the refuge that everybody is seeking. You think you can get in a piece of territory over there or a piece of land over there. Libya didn't get it. Iraq didn't get it. China hasn't gotten it. Russia hasn't gotten it. With all of their military capabilities, all of their borders that they have, and all of the leaderships and the strategies, they have yet to find a place of refuge from this brutal beast called America. But Allah is offering us a place of refuge in the midst of this violent storm, Muhammad says. To have Allah as our friend, we have a place of refuge. We have a shelter from a great stormy tempest of the wicked. The friendship of Allah is the kind of friendship and refuge that the black man in America should seek. This is the main thing you should be seeking. Well, I thought I got to think again. This is what you should be seeking first. We, the Muslims, who have submitted ourselves to the will of Allah, do his will so that Allah may be pleased to do for us and to be our friend. Stop right there. He makes a distinction here. Listen to what he says. When Muhammad writes, he's a strategic writer. So when he writes these things, he's putting it there for you to think over. Listen to how he phrases this. He says, and I want you to pay close attention, we who? The Muslims, but not just any Muslims, not just the Muslims who call themselves followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen to what he says. We, the Muslims, who have submitted ourselves to the will of Allah. You see that? Now he throws that in for you to understand that everybody who is pulling on the bandwagon or the tailcoat of Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam have not all submitted. So he makes a distinction there, right? All praise, if I'm lying, you read it and you tell me. Most of you know grammar better than I do. But the way that he's worded this shows that there's a distinction there. Listen to what he says. We, the Muslims, who have submitted ourselves to the will of Allah, do his will so that Allah may be pleased to do for us and to be our friend. Within the scope of 400 years, we have not had a friend here in America. If the white man says that we are from the jungles of Africa, then we say the reptiles, the beasts, and the other wildlife of the jungle are better friends to us than the civilized white slave makers. Now, to have the supreme being as our friend and to have him befriend us, we could not hope for a better friend. He is worth all other friends combined. Why? Because he can deliver. He will deliver. He can protect. He will protect. He can guide. He will guide. He can provide. And he will provide for those of us who have submitted to the will of Allah as given to us by his apostle. Right? And when we do that, Muhammad says, to have Allah as our friend, we have a place of refuge. We have a shelter from the great stormy tempest of the wicked. So no matter what they're planning, they can poison the water. They can poison the food. They can try to burn your house down. If Allah is against you, it does not matter who is against. If Allah is with you, it does not matter who is against you. Because they cannot overcome this God here. He is the best of all of them. Can't you smell it? The smell of war and destruction is everywhere. What's up, black man and black woman? All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah. What I'm trying to acquaint you with is an understanding of the time. Because without this understanding here, you will yet fall victim to, well, I got to get a gun. Well, I got to do this. Man, the devil is telling us that society is going to break down, and we've got to go get us some shotguns and some ammunition because these people are going to be going crazy. Yeah, they're going to go crazy. Yeah, they're going to be acting stupid. Yeah, they're going to be getting shot down. But if you understand your place and your position in this fall, in this destruction, Allah will guide you throughout all the creeks and crevices, the turns and all of the back alleys to get you away from this destruction. Because he, Muhammad says, is our place of refuge. Right? And what did he say after that? We have a shelter from the great stormy tempest of the wicked. Right? A shelter. God is our shelter from all of this stuff that you either believe that or you don't. Well, see, it don't mean that. Yes, it does. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word shelter means a structure that covers or protects people or things. A place that provides food and protection for people or animals that need assistance. A place to live. Something that covers or affords protection. An establishment providing food and shelter. An establishment that houses and feeds stray animals or humans. A position or the state of being covered and protected. Do you believe that? It is right there. The definition tells us what to expect from this God as being our shelter, right? If you believe, it is clear. If you don't, nothing we say will be able to change your mind. Only Allah can change your mind. He is not only our shelter, right? He is not only our redeemer. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful day to be alive. This is a beautiful day to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He is our refuge. God has become, those of us who follow the messenger, who submit to him, God becomes our refuge. And listen, how shelter and refuge almost are one and the same, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. You say, well, brother, why are you going to so much definition? I remember them asking the Honorable Elijah Muhammad about the same thing. Why do you go into so much definition? See, the messenger is my leader. He's my teacher. He's my example. And the messenger says, because if I didn't go into it, you wouldn't understand it. And that's why I go into so much definition in words, to get you to understand the underlying meaning and intent of what is being spoken to you or written for you. The word refuge, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, shelter or protection from danger or trouble. A place that provides shelter or protection. Isn't that something? Shelter or protection from danger or distress. A place that provides this. For shelter or protection, something to which one has recourse in difficulties. That's a law, right? According to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We believe that? Then it's fine. Then you don't have to worry about the plans of the devil. That's why the Quran reassures you that Allah has power over all things in the day of war and destruction. It says the devil makes a plan, and Allah plans. And surely Allah is the best of planners. It is showing you that no matter what they plan, no matter how they strategize, the greatest strategist, the greatest planner always comes out the winner. And if you are in his plans to be saved because you have found a way with the apostle in the refuge of God's wisdom, you don't have to worry about the planners. Huh? The Psalms warns us about that in the Bible. The Holy Quran warns us about this. We are not to second guess the word of God. We are to embrace it that protection may be had on us. Brothers and sisters, I know sometimes it's hard for y'all to embrace this. This is why it takes so much time to break it up. We have an hour and a half show. It may take me 45, 50 minutes just to break certain things down because so many people are teaching, but they are not giving you the depths of the wisdom. They're not taking you into the teachings and allowing you to see how it is in your life and how it reflects in your life and how it pertains to your life. And so we must do so to give you a thorough understanding so that you don't have any excuse. All right? Now, let us go to something. I was reading some articles yesterday and the day before yesterday. And they were saying that the farmers in America, especially in the Midwest and the West Coast, he said, they're having a hard time, brothers and sisters. They've lost cattle, crops, and everything, and they're not going to even break even this year. They said, due to this drought, I'm telling you what the devil is saying, brothers and sisters. This thing has become so terrific, so destructive, that the devil himself can no longer get away with. And on top of all that, you see stores closing down, right? You see more. I think just yesterday there was announced one of the biggest stores, or not stores, but one of the biggest companies is going to start laying off about 20,000 people in America, 20,000. And then on top of that, they said Alaska. Alaska, I believe it says, is going to start laying off. Yeah, Alaska, the state of Alaska, is going to issue over 10,000 layoff notices. Remember what we told you about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, as America continues to be broken down by degrees from which she cannot perceive by the Lord of the world, stores would start closing and being consolidated. Jobs would be lost. And the people would become more desperate, right? Are you not watching this? There's an article, and this is the headline. Supply chain breaks down to account for higher prices, shortages, and job losses. And it says, this is by Aaron Hutchins, incomplete list of announced United States food supply shutdowns for the month of May 2015. Many food suppliers, distributors are consolidating operations. You know what the word consolidate means, huh? Because if we don't have that understanding, we we still will be lost to what this this man is saying, because he's saying that they will be closing down. They will be breaking down. They will be all getting into a bundle or an agreement or whatever. This is what it's talking about, consolidate, right? They're trying to make a stand. They're trying to make a last stand here. But let's go to the dictionary, because I believe the dictionary can describe this a little bit better than what I can. The word consolidate means to join or combine together into one thing, to make something such as a position of power or control stronger or more secure. Definition, full definition of consolidate, to join together into one whole, to make firm or secure, to form in a compact mass. There we go, to form in a compact mass. Now, listen to what it says. Many food suppliers and distributors are consolidating operations and killing jobs due to the collapsing grocery store and restaurant industries, as well as rising costs of food production and spread of disease. Colony collapse disorder is alive and well, destroying food for humans and other animals. About 5,000 U.S. beekeepers reported losing 42% of their bees from April 2014 to April 2015. For the same time period of 2013 to 2014, they lost 34%. Now, why did I read that? And there's more to read. But they're talking about the collapse of the bee chain, which pollinates the food. They're talking about the collapse of the food chain for the animals which are fed so that they can be slaughtered to go to market. They're talking about the collapse of jobs, the manufacturers, the butchers, the distributors, all of that, the people who drive the trucks to deliver this stuff. Do you see that it is a systemic problem? Muhammad said that in the day of America's fall, the stores would start closing and they would start buying each other out, trying to consolidate what little they have left. And you would start seeing the places being guarded by the police or the National Guard. What are these people reporting on the alternative media now about Walmart stores and other stores? This is what I want to get to you. If Elijah Muhammad has no truth in him, then why is everything that he has spoken of being proven true? You can't beat what he's saying. You can say, well, I don't believe. But that's not going to change the fact into a lie because you don't want to acknowledge it. Muhammad talked to us. He says, the coming of Allah, and we're in fall of America now, page 52. The coming of Allah in search for the black lost members of their nation today is to make himself known so he can conquer our captives by using weapons against which they have no power. Stop right there. So all of this stuff, the supply line, the supply chain, the distributors, the stores, everything that is breaking down. Texas was praying for rain, right? This is Allah is something else now. Been under a terrific drought. And they say, oh God, we need rain, we need rain. Not only did God give them rain, he soaked the place up, which even destroyed the plant and the crop and the animals that much more. And now they're saying, snakes and all kind of vicious animals have been driven out of their crevices. Muhammad said that in chapter 36 of the fall of America that would take place. Go read it. In the end of America. Oh, black man, y'all just have so much to think about when it comes to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You think him to be a civil rights leader or a human rights leader or advocate. You think him to be part of the black movement for leadership. There is no leadership outside of Elijah Muhammad. God is divine, and he raised up a divine man to lead a divine people who would embrace him and his teachings. Listen to what Muhammad says after this. The coming of Allah in search for the black lost members of their nation today is to make himself known. This is what he's doing. So he can conquer our captives by using weapons against which they have no power. He will bring attacks of divine judgment of their world without the use of contrived weapons. The weapons of war used by God in the past history of the destruction of the enemies of God, such as Noah's people, Lot's people, and Moses' people, are an example of what he will use today. The weapons are the forces of nature against which we have no defense. Now listen to these words right here. And listen to how he pronounced these words. And therefore, when you look at what he said, you listen to him, and then you realize the context of what he said, then you'll realize the day in which we are. Because it's easy. Listen to what he says. America is under such divine attacks now. In storms as rain, hail, and earthquakes, the latter is yet to take place. Now we're seeing them little tremors all across America, right? He said it's yet to take place. So if we're seeing these, then we know what time it is, because he goes further and says this. A terrific drought is on its way too against America. Stop right there. What are they saying about that West Coast drought? It is the worst in over 1,000 years, right? So if this is the terrific drought, this gives us a hint of the day in which we are now living in. So now that we know the time, we can make preparations to extricate ourselves from being in harm's way and go to that place of refuge, which is Allah, that will protect us against the stormy winds, against the evil world, right? Let's go a little further. And this is what a lot of people don't like, but I say it and I repeat it till the cows come home. He says, a terrific drought is on its way, too, against America. Then listen to what he says right here. The book must be fulfilled. Regardless of what you say, the history of the prophets and the people of those prophets must be fulfilled in the day of the last and the greatest of the prophets, apostles, and messengers. This stuff must take place in order for there to be a purification process and the ridding of one world and the ushering in of a new world. Muhammad says the book must be fulfilled. I mean, it is compelled. It is contractually obligated to be fulfilled divinely. Regardless of, I think, I feel, but I don't think this. But we don't care what you think. We don't care how you feel, because you are not the Lord of the world. And it says, the Bible and Holy Quran both refer to all that I have said. Well, Muhammad, why are they happening today? Muhammad gives it to you. This is the divine judgment to bring vicious America to her knees. This is what we're seeing today. Now, let us look at what they're saying about California. Off Yahoo Finance News, this is just something right here. Just look at the headline. One of California's biggest sources of water just disappeared. The worst drought, listen to these words right here in the first sentence. And they put this sentence at the top, right up under the heading, alone from all of the other paragraphs, to emphasize the crucialness of this sentence. It says, here's the title, one of California's biggest sources of water just disappeared. Then a sentence all by itself says, the worst drought in recorded history just got worse. Isn't that something? It was already the worst in history, but it just got worse. A terrific drought is on its way, Muhammad says. These things must be fulfilled. Does he say that? So we're looking at the fruition or the fulfillment of what Elijah Muhammad told us. So that's the sword within and the sword without. America is being brought to her knees. We see the judgment all in the crops. We see the judgment all in the stores. We see the judgment all in her wallet. We see the judgment all in the political realm and spheres of America, influence and power. Take a deep breath. Don't you smell it? Because I know I smell the smell of war and destruction. Listen to what these devils have to say. They are fearful of what they see coming, not just militarily, but economically. The devil is scared as hell over what God has allowed to come back within their own borders. Listen to how they're discussing this. These are the rich people wanting their own people, but you don't have time to pay attention because you want to know how big Dwayne Wade's contract is going to be. You want to know if LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. You want to know if the Atlanta Housewives just got him some new boyfriends. You don't want to know about righteousness. You have been inundated mentally with foolishness, and a fool is as a fool does. Listen to what these rich white people are saying about the situation that's facing America. Wake up, black man and woman.
Regan, there's one investor out there that a lot of CEOs just have to take the phone call from, because when you get a call from this guy, Carl Icahn, it usually means he's buying a chunk of your company, and he probably wants to shake things up a little bit. He's certainly been vocal on Apple, and CEO Tim Cook, he seems to be listening, moving ahead with Icahn's push for share buybacks. The stock has just been climbing and climbing, and Carl believes it could hit $240 a share. It's been reported that he's made over $3 billion on this, with the stock up more than 100% since he bought it. He joins me right now by phone. Carl, welcome to the new show. Always good to see you and talk to you,
good,
at least.
Good to talk to you, Trish. Good luck with your new show.
All right, before I get to Apple, because I do have some questions on that, and we just got news that they've got a new streaming service, I just want to get your overall sense of this market right now. You know, we've talked a lot about the economy and the challenges that the economy is facing. You get the Fed out there trying every trick in the book, trying to help things along. It's helping the stock market, you could argue, but not so much the economy. Are you worried at all about this?
Yeah, I say that you have to look at things simplistically. If you're really make a lot of money and you hold it and you're a successful investor, you try to reduce it to simplicity. And if you look at it simply, this market has a lot to be concerned about. And, you know, the people said, well, look, in 07, they said nobody was concerned. People knew that the housing bubble was there. They knew there was a great worry, but everybody ignored it. And I think today a lot of people do know there's a lot of worries, and yet they sort of ignore it. And I'm not telling you this market's going to crash and go down next week, next month, even next year, but you'll have to be extremely concerned with what's going on. I mean, consumers really aren't spending, but by keeping interest rates this low, you're creating bubbles that you don't even know about. And I do think that sooner or later, the Fed can't just keep this market up by itself. And hey, I have more to gain by seeing the market go up. So it's not that I have an agenda here, but I am very hedged. And I would say that I think you have to worry about it.
It sounds like you're saying this could be the beginning of something problematic.
I say that it's just not a question of could be the beginning. I think it's not will it happen. It's when it will happen, unless this interest rate bubble is, I think, holding it up. And I think the Fed had to be congratulated what it did and saved this economy in 08. And there's no question that the Fed did hold it up there. But I think now the time has come to stop the medicine, and I think it will happen, that it will stop. I mean, you can borrow money so cheaply, and you look at earnings. I think these earnings are sort of false earnings. They're based on very low interest rates of companies.
Well, you know, you got companies out there like Apple, for example, that are doing buyback, and Apple's probably not the best example because they've got so much technology in the pipeline that people are really excited about and get consumer spending on that. But there are companies out there, Carl, you know that well, that employ more of the financial engineering in this environment because the Fed has made it so attractive to do that.
Absolutely. You look at your working capital in this country, where you're paying nothing. You know, for asset-based loans, you pay nothing. So it costs you nothing just to keep buying inventory, keep putting inventory to work, buy smaller companies, put it in there. I mean, you buy a smaller company, you're borrowing nothing to buy their assets and take on the working capital, and then you turn and sell them. And even if you can get 3 or 4% gross margin, you make money. You don't have to be a genius for that, but sooner or later that can't continue.
You know, if you've got the Fed trying everything it can possibly think of to get things going and they're not having any success, What else can be done? What should be done?
Well, look, I think the Fed is having success somewhat in making the economy look a little better, but I think you sort of have to stop the medicine. You have to let this economy go on its own for a while, or you're going to pay a bigger price later. It's like somebody on drugs. You know, you keep taking the drugs, and you know, you're at the party, but sooner or later it's going to stop. Look, what I've done in hedges is I think there is a huge bubble in the high yield market right now. That you've got relatively mediocre companies, or some mediocre companies, that shouldn't be, you know, selling bonds at 4.5%, 5%, and so the credit spread is, I don't know, 3.25% against LIBOR, and I think it's ridiculous. Now, back in 07, I saw the same thing. I'm not at risk of being immodest. And we made a great deal of money, even though 08 wasn't pleasant.
07, leading
well,
08 into 08, scary time.
08 wasn't pleasant, but that spread blew out.
Yeah, Carl, because we are short on time, I do want to ask you your thoughts on Apple. We're still waiting for Apple TV. We heard news.
Now, she had to cut him off because he was diming out the system on Fox. And this is a billionaire. This man, he accounts for billions of dollars in revenue and investment. And he's saying, what we have been saying for the longest about America is like a crackhead. The market is like a crackhead. And once the crack stop being fed to the dope addict, they go into withdrawals, right? And start doing all kind of crazy things to get this dope. This is what America, she's going into withdrawals. So that's why she's putting a nuclear gun to China's head, knowing that China can blow her head off too. All she wants is China to continue to give her dope, buy her bonds. The same with Russia. We've been telling you this for the longest. But it takes a white man to tell you, because Master Show can tell it to you, can't it? Master Show can. That's how you act. You don't want to hear it from your own kind. So we have to go and find the devil to tell you the exact same thing that we have been saying. Oh, black man and black woman. And if you think things are going to get better, they're not getting better. These people are scared at what they see coming. I cannot emphasize this enough, that God is after America, number one. I don't care how she try to make you look at China's bubbles in her markets. I don't care how she try to make you look at Japan. I don't care how she try to make you look at the situation in Africa or the Middle East or in Europe. God said America is number one on his list for destruction. So she's just throwing you curveballs to get you from focusing on her plight, because she knows that God is after her first. And look what is going on. God has turned the nations against her. I want you to listen to this also. This is about 2 minutes. Listen closely to this.
China may be ending dollars held on reserve currency as early as September. On March 9, sources within China provided new information that validates that the Far Eastern economy is now ready to compete with, or even supplant, the dollar as the sole global reserve currency as early as September of this year, having already completed a message interchange system that mirrors the same one in the West. The Chinese equivalent of SWIFT is now ready and is expected to be fully operational by the third quarter of 2015, which will allow other nations to transact with the world's largest economy without the need to purchase dollars as a medium of exchange. Additionally, there has been a great deal of speculation over the past 2 years that China might back their currency with gold once they are fully ready to float it as a global reserve, with strong indications showing that, at the very least, China will be calling for the use of international letters of credit or trade notes that are backed by gold to help stabilize transactions using this historical form of sound money. Less than a month ago, China's close partner in Eurasia, Russia, implemented and brought online their own SWIFT alternative after economic sanctions by the U.S. continued into their second year, and information was discovered that pointed towards the NSA monitoring all messages going through the Western-controlled SWIFT system. Even without a complete global float of the yuan through their own message interchange, China has grown over the past few years to achieve 9% of all global transactions using their national currency. And with dozens of swap lines already in place in banking systems around the world, as well as London banking centers now able to issue yuan-denominated bonds, nearly everything in the global financial system has been mirrored by China to allow them to compete with, or replace, the dollar's function as the reserve currency. The average lifespan for any purely fiat currency is around 30 years, with the dollar surpassing this by more than a decade due to its place as the global standard for trade and oil purchases. However, now that the world's financial system has become saturated with overwhelming debt, and most economies solidly entrenched in currency wars, the world is about ready for a return to sound money and a gold-backed currency, which China may be providing to their trading partners within 6 months.
Did you hear that? China and Russia are moving on America. This is why America is putting so much pressure on Russia, going into her sphere of influence, and this is why China is being surrounded by America in the Asia Pacific. She's trying to justify war because she sees them moving against the dollar. We've told you this for the longest. That's why Russia has enacted her own brand of SWIFT. China has enacted her own brand of SWIFT. That's why they have been doing these currency swaps, as we've been saying to you. They are getting ready to move on the dollar. Everyone is aware of the time. Everyone is aware of what's going on except you, the so-called Negro, and you are the reason why everything is going on. Isn't that something? You are blind to the reality of the fall of America. You are blind to the reality of the presence of God in person. You are blind to the reality that God came to save you over all other people. And now all we can do is smell the smell of war and destruction because it's everywhere. Listen to what Muhammad says, and this goes hand in hand with what you just read about these nations preparing behind closed doors to take America, take her dollar at her prime position. Muhammad says, And we're at chapter 47 for those of you who like to follow along. This is Fall of America. It says, and it's called America's Dreaded Destiny. Isn't that something? The title of it, America's Dreaded Destiny. So God is telling us what to look for America's future through the mouth of his messenger, right? Chapter 47. Now, in this, it reads like this. America and her people have been here, according to history, since a few years after Columbus, the explorer. She conquered the aboriginal Red Indians, the original owners of the land, whom she found here and took it for a home for herself and kind. She has continued conquering until her conquering power has gone around the earth, affecting every civilized nation. Submission to her will. She was successful in forcing other people to bow to her will, whether they liked it or not. Now, it is the hand of God which is after America to force her into submission, a hand from which we have no defense, as it is written and prophesied in the Bible under the name of Babylon. Jeremiah 51:25 speaks, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth, and I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Jeremiah 51:53 says, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. America is under a destruction similar to that of ancient Babylon. In the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation of John prophesied concerning her. Babylon, their mention is a future Babylon and not a Babylon of the past. America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews, according to the scriptures. It took the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. Listen to what it says. He brought the surrounding kings and their power against ancient Babylon in the prime, the height of her glory, the handwriting on the wall. What is the prime of America? Her military dominance, her economic dominance, right? What is her power, though? Her power is her dollar. The nations are being brought against the dollar today. We see the destruction of Babylon today at the hands of God. Isn't that something? We have an awesome God in our midst. His name is Master Farad Muhammad. The scriptures call him Jesus Christ. The other scriptures call him the great Mahadiah or the great Mahdi. And we bear witness that he's deserving of all of these titles because he is the greatest. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We say it again that God, Master Farad Muhammad, is indeed the greatest. He's proven his worth, and that's why the nations are near war, as Mr. Gorbachev spoke of some weeks ago.
Former MI5 intelligence officer Annie Machon joins us now with her thoughts on this story. Annie, welcome. We've heard Mikhail Gorbachev saying that we're on the brink of a new Cold War. If that turns out to be true, where would the front line of this war be, and what weapons would be being used?
I think there will be a variety of weapons, and probably the most pungent, most powerful will be the information technology that we have now. We're already seeing that, the use of the internet to try and attack each other's countries, attack each other's infrastructures potentially. So that will be the new front line. Geographically, of course, the front line has moved greatly since the fall of the Berlin Wall back in 1989, where NATO finished at East Germany. And when the reunification happened, NATO promised, the US promised to Gorbachev that it would not move one inch further east after reunification of Germany. That would be it. And yet, of course, since then, we've seen another 12 countries join NATO. So the front line is now, including the Baltic states and Poland. And there's even talk of trying to include Ukraine and Georgia within NATO. So the front line is very much hedging in Russia at the moment.
Okay, NATO has been crying foul in recent weeks about Russian military planes, it says, has been flying in international airspace. Why is the alliance so concerned about this?
I think they're trying to ramp up any pretext to crack down on Russia's success, actually. There seems to be a sort of overwhelming narrative within the Western media, particularly coming out of the US, and parroted across other European countries, that Russia is the new big bad enemy, that they have expansionist plans, they want to go back to the old Soviet borders. And this is partly why we've seen the lies being told about what's going on in Ukraine being peddled immediately after things like the crash of MH17, before any evidence had been gathered. So I think it's very useful for the US to make a new bogeyman out of Russia. And it also suits their geostrategic purposes, particularly with trade, trying to break the trust and break the trade routes between Russia and Europe for the benefit of the US markets and its allies in the Middle East.
Annie, what do you think? Are we entering into a new arms race? And if that is the case, I mean, America has so many more weapons than anybody else. Could anybody even compete with them?
Well, I think certain countries could certainly give them a bloody nose. There's no doubt about that. Russia being one of them, China being another. And in fact, the whole BRICS configuration of countries now are rising to challenge US hegemony on many, many fronts, not just with weapons, but also financially, trying to break away from the sort of the dollar monopoly and the sort of stranglehold that US financial institutions have across the rest of the world. So I think the way that Russia is being demonized now, particularly by the US, is a way of trying to assert the US power, assert its influence, and also to see off a competitor. When Russia was broken after the fall of the Soviet Empire, we didn't see this sort of vilification going on in the media. The fact that the US is now doing that to such a great extent and fabricating, making up, telling lies about what Russia's intentions are in Ukraine, for example, shows that the US does see Russia as a credible threat these days, particularly as it's allied with Brazil and India and Iran and China particularly. Having said that, of course, if you look at the facts of what's going on, Russia has played a very restrained and very statesmanlike game in a number of international interventions, most notably with Syria and the issue of chemical weapons destruction. And it seems to be that Russia is the sort of statesmanlike, calm, and a peacemaking country, ironically in the face of US warmongering.
And we've been hearing the thoughts there of former MI5 intelligence officer Annie Marchand. Annie, thanks so much for coming on to speak to us.
And the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, "Come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in." And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising in the morning or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. After the war and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. The Bible, Daniel 9, 26 and 27. I want you to know that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of earth. Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world. More dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you are planning on going into. Asia will look like child's play when compared to what is going to happen in Europe. The prophet says, "Woe to the land that is shadowed with wings." This means America, whose sky is filled with planes. Most all of the judgments and troubles which are pointed out in the Bible are pointed at America. Study them for yourself. If you don't believe, look at what's going on over there now. They're positioning their most deadliest of arms, the nuclear weapons, to Europe. Russia just flagrantly told America, "You need to remove those nuclear weapons that you just secretly shipped in here about a few months ago. They need to be moved." America just deployed nuclear strategic bombers close to Russia. What is this for? This is not for show, especially for a bankrupted empire. Russia has put her nuclear forces on 24-hour, 7-days-a-week nuclear alert. They're going to be doing war games all day, all week, all month, and all year. Why? Because there will be a great war in Europe after China kicks America behind in Asia. And after because it's going to go like this. The Middle East, North African area is going to heat up so quick, America's going to be pushed out. She's going to be whooped in Asia. Then she's going to buck it head on with Russia, and Russia's going to dig up into her and NATO. And some of her NATO allies are going to turn tail and run, like France. They're going to have a second, thought, a change of heart, right? This is why Muhammad said that some of her allies will desert her. This is what we're seeing today. And it says that Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world, more dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you were planning on going into. Asia will look like child's play compared to what is going to happen in Europe. Well, what do you mean? Listen, if you don't understand, listen closely.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Freedom Fighter 2127. The amount of people that have signed up to the social exodus, I am so grateful. God bless every one of you who have and who will. It's just awesome. Senior NATO official, we'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. I'm sorry? A senior NATO official told former NSA intelligence analyst John Schneider that the world would probably be at war sometime this summer. We'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear, the official told Snyder last week, said a senior NATO, non-U.S., GOFO to me today. We'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Let's let that sink in. Although the tweet was retweeted over 400 times, the comment garnered no mainstream media attention whatsoever, which is odd given that Schneider is a former U.S. Naval War College lecturer and is known to have many high-level military contacts. Although not specified, the reference was almost certainly in relation to growing tensions between the United States and Russia. One analysis of the comment suggests it may have been a deliberate leak from NATO sources to emphasize how serious the situation is. Earlier this month, NATO launched its biggest war game exercise ever. Biggest ever war game exercise on Russia's doorstep. Moscow responded by conducting provocative war games in the Mediterranean Sea in coordination with the Chinese PLA, the first ever naval drill involving both superpowers. NATO powers are also taking part in one of Europe's largest ever fighter jet drills from today with the United States, the UK, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Finland, Norway, and Sweden, all involved in the 12-day exercise. Tensions are also building between the U.S. and China, with the Global Times, a state media outlet owned by the ruling Communist Party today, warning that war is inevitable if Washington doesn't halt its demands that Beijing stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea. If the United States' bottom line is that China has to halt its activities, then a U.S.-China war is inevitable in the South China Sea, the newspaper said. The intensity of the conflict will be higher than what people usually think of as friction. Last week, CNN revealed how China's Navy has repeatedly issued warnings to U.S. surveillance planes flying over the South China Sea. Billionaire investor George Soros also cautioned last week that the planet was heading towards a third world war as a result of a potential economic collapse in China, noting that Beijing may need to rally its population around the external threat to avoid an internal collapse, Soros said. There is a real danger that China will align itself with Russia politically and militarily, and then the threat of Third World War becomes real. Well, looks like we're heading right for World War III again. Here we go again.
Now, let us go and address a couple of things that he was reading off of. He said that China may be provocative and start a war because of her collapsing economy. Now, they point, this is what Soros says. See, this is what the devil does. He'll point at you to keep your eyes over there while he's stealing everything from under you, robbing you, raping you, and everything else. He'll keep your eyes looking somewhere else. He says, China may provoke a war because of her collapsing economy. Who's the greatest debtor nation in history? Well, China is financing the greatest debt to a nation in history. So if anything, if China economy collapsed, they're going to call the debt on America, right, to cushion their fall. So who would be the one most inclined to start or provoke war? The same one who is moving weapons and troops and warships all around the world. But the MSM and all of these, they don't report this like this. Another thing, let's go back to what she said about Russia. Says that, now listen, in a passing glance, this is how this devil writes the news. He wrote the news, he says, American NATO forces, listen to this, had war games near Russia's borders. This is what they said, this is how they put that. Then it says, and then Russia responded, listen to this, Russia responded now with provocative war games in the Mediterranean. Russia didn't do it on the borders of NATO nations or on the shores of America. They did it in the Mediterranean with China, yet it is provocative because they responded to provocative actions by NATO. But that's not provocative. Do you see how this devil reports stuff? I listen very well. I listen good to what is being said, black man and black woman. And remember, he said, it looks like we're headed for war. See, the devil is telling you these things. He sees it. He sees his future is over. And he's desperate to try to maintain his rule over the people. And remember what the messenger said, that America is so wicked, and so is the white world, that they would even try to bomb us out of existence to prevent anyone from ruling after them. So hence you have the great buildup of weapons and war and war material and nuclear weapons being deployed here and there. But it goes right back to the heart of what Elijah Muhammad says. The nuclear weapons, the nuclear bombers, and all of these, those are being deployed to Europe. What did we tell you? That there will be a conflagration in Europe, a nuclear or a thermonuclear conflagration between America and Russia, because Russia will start digging so deep up in NATO's behind that they won't have anything and they want to save face, and Europe will be reduced to a wasteland, just like she tried to reduce Africa. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Remember these things when you're looking at all of these geopolitical issues, when you're looking at the economic issues. Elijah Muhammad had already spoke on them. And that's why he says, and after the war, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This is America. This is NATO. This is the EU or Europe being paid back for all of the hell that they have joyously put on you and I. Their end is in sight, and they know that it's right. Our God has come to deliver us from the machinations of this made beast. Brothers and sisters, you better be prepared for what's coming down. I'm going to go to the phone lines in just a second. Reread what he says, and this will put it back in your mind about why they're deploying their nuclear armaments. They're deploying their advanced weapons to China, to Asia. They're deploying nuclear armament to Europe. Muhammad says, Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world. So when you look at the Sudan, when you look at Mali, when you look at Libya, you're just getting a little small picture of what you're going to see coming to Europe. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. This is a word, this is a command that they cannot break. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 424, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, sir. Good morning to you, brother. An outstanding subject. Beautiful, brother, in the way of the political and economic prowess that's happening around the world. I quote the messenger, brother. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, submit and come follow me. Submit to the will of Allah, and Allah will show us the understanding and the wisdom of the world in which we live in. Submit to him, and he will open up our eyes to the divine destruction of America and to his will to be able to see the underlying teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But that there are levels of understanding of the messenger's teaching. When you submit to Allah, he gives you a understanding. It's just like education. When you go from grade school to junior high, to high school, to college, you get a master, a bachelor's degree, you get a master's, a doctorate. There are different levels of the messenger's teachings. This is why when we sum out ourselves, there are some who can see things that others can't see. Even though we say we follow the messenger, we can't see the underlying understanding of the wisdom on a higher level to see things as, say, yourself see. You can explain them because you understand the messenger. See, you go right to them. The devil is telling us his world is falling. So some of us really can't even see that. Even though we say we submit to the messenger, we'll still go out here, like you say, brother, get a gun to protect ourselves. The messenger says we don't even so much as carry a penknife. We put our faith and trust in Allah. The Quran said Allah gives us security in exchange after our fear. There's no fear after we submit ourselves to Allah because he is our protection. Brother, it's plain. The messenger say it's plain as the nose on your face. Plain meaning when you see it, it's just like walking a straight path. But the man who can't see it, it's like he's in a car and he's driving down the wrong way on the highway and everybody is bumping their horn. You know, you're going the wrong direction. He think they're admiring his car. You're going in the wrong direction. Unless you turn around and you see exactly the wrong way you're going, like that man on the highway, and turn around and come and submit to Allah, you will not get this and be able to discern what these devils are saying. They're telling you their world is falling from their billionaire, George Soros, and all these other ones. There's war. And not only a conventional war, there's an economic war on the dollar. There's a spiritual war that is going on spiritually to gravitate and focus our minds on other things other than the messenger, sport, play, the things of this world. Submit to Allah as through the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, not these other so-called leaders. They're taking you right back to the devil. If they're taking you back to the devil, then that's contrary to what the messenger taught. The messenger taught that the white man is our open enemy. He is an open enemy, okay? So if you're talking up and embracing white folks, you're not following the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can't fight, and you cannot blame no one today but yourself. You have put yourself in a position. If you're following anyone other than the messenger, brother, you will be the loser. Carry on, brother.
All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, my black man, brother. Hey, let me tell you this, black man and black woman who are listening today. As the brother spoke about levels of understanding, this is where I get a lot of blowback from, because people think because they have been in a nation 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 years, just because they've been there, they understand. That is not the case. That is not the case. Allah gives what he pleases to whom he pleases. And we got to get out of this mindset because I've been here such as I know better. No, if you knew better, you would have done better and you would have taught better. If you knew better and didn't teach it, then you're going to be held responsible for holding back the light. Right? The duty of a civilized man is to teach civilization to the uncivilized without addition, without subtraction. Right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, this is the truth. And my mom, if she had raised her hand while she's listening, she could tell you this. From a little boy, I studied the Bible. The first book I learned to read was the Bible. And I would always have questions. And it seemed like when I was in church, the preacher would be, and this is just the way it seemed to me, he would be looking right at me. And I would always have questions. Well, how is Jesus God and God's son? I'm talking about 4 or 5 years old, could barely read. I would have these questions. My great aunt, God bless her, she's gone back to our ancestors. And we called her Aunt Monk. And we would go out to her out in the country on some weekends and stay with her. And while all the children would be playing and playing with the horses and running all out, she had these little stoops. We call them stoops. They steps, high steps. And one had a big crack in the cement steps. And I would always, on Sundays, get a big stick. This is the truth. And I would put a stick right in the step. And right while she would be sitting in the door with her radio on, I would be preaching along with the preacher on the radio. And she would always say, my mom and I, we talked about this yesterday, I believe. She would always say, that's my preacher, baby. He's going to be a man of God. That's my preacher, baby, right there. Y'all leave him alone and let him preach. God got some work for him to do. She was, and we, my mom and I, we talked about that, and we laughed about it. And she said, you know what? Sometimes older people see something in you because they can see a little bit further, and they will tell you something that you don't know, and it'll make sense to you later on down the line. This is the truth. I never understood why I would sit at the house as a teenager and watch black and white documentaries on history, on war, and all of this stuff. And as God placed different people in my life, I would always check the news out, would write stuff down. I didn't know that God was preparing me to be on this radio show to do this for you. I didn't know that. Because I never wanted to be a radio personality. And I was hoping that our nation would get its act in order. But since nobody was teaching these things, and I'm saying to myself, this is the message of teachings. You don't hear it nowhere. All you hear is a person get behind the podium, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said such and such. Well, yeah, now prove it. But none of them would do, and they were shirking, they were running away when people would ask them questions which they would deem as hard or provocative. And I'm saying that the first grade or the first level of believers should be able to answer this stuff. Because these hard questions I had already asked myself, and over the years went back and said, you know what? Allah provides the answer, and he sure did. And that's why I stand on the radio show or stand at the temple or anywhere and say, question me on any aspect of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not because I know, it's because I know that God knows, and he'll deliver it in the spirit of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But you don't get this elsewhere because everybody else got ulterior motives. I don't want no leadership. I don't want no title. The title that I want is to be the servant of Allah, follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brother to my brother, brother to my sister. That's the title I want. And I'm not concerned about position. If Allah allows me to enter into the hereafter as a janitor, so long as I get there, all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. My thing is, I want you to know what the messenger said, because so many people are messing with his teachings to screw your mind up to have you indirectly worshiping and following them. And we have to move away from that and embrace the truth. Elsewise, you are headed for sudden destruction. Part two of The Smell of War and Destruction, one of the most powerful shows and hard-hitting out there, will be Thursday. Brothers and sisters, and this is from my heart, I love you more than words could ever say. I meditate on my people night and day. I love y'all. I spend hours doing work trying to get the truth out to y'all. Not that I'm a messenger. I'm a follower of the messenger, and I'm your brother. I love my people more than life, and I have my faults. You understand? But I want y'all to know that I'm sincere in what I say and what I do. And I want y'all to start being sincere to what you say and what you do. And even if you're not sincere to me, be sincere to God and his messenger in the word that he gave for our salvation. If you do that, hey, you my brother. Hey, you my sister. Hey, we family. All right? I love you. May Allah and his messenger bless and keep you till we next meet again. Brothers and sisters, with an undying passion and love for the liberation of 6 to 8 million black people here in America and the billions around the world, I say to you all, As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day. That I like the mood I'm in.